Hello and welcome to Working Title. I'm Ryan Fring with The BitLife Show. On today's episode, we talk about the NAB Show, the National Academy of Broadcasters Show 2016. We just got back. This is our second year there. This year it was John, Julia, myself, Jeff, and Scott, and Max. All six of us. It was glorious. All right, it's morphin' time.
So last week we were at the NAB show, the National Academy of Broadcasters show, and they're very particular. They don't want you to say NAB. They're like, no, say National Academy of Broadcasters.
I can never remember what the A stands for. I'm always like National Association.
I thought it was Association.
I keep saying Academy, don't I?
I think it's Association.
Is it Association? Oh, wow. Okay.
It's stupid. It should just be called NAB. But anyway, where everything from radio to satellite TV to cameras and gear and all that
like
stuff.
Like the weather van and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That
was a lot of broadcasting.
So crazy.
Everything with production is there, radio, film, and television. And it's really cool for us to go and see, and we like to go for John and I to just meet vendors and talk to them about their new products and see what's happening and meet other people. And, you know, it's just kind of a great social business experience. And then for other people, we've let them kind of do the other sessions where they get to talk to great
an Academy Award winning editor.
Yeah.
Multiple. Also, visual effects artists who have worked in the field for the last 30 years.
Worked on Star Wars.
Yeah.
Andrew Kramer.
Andrew Kramer was there too. Yep. Which was fantastic.
Yep. The guy who created the workflow process for visual effects for the movie Avatar, so they could make the movie The Jungle Book.
Yep.
He has more letters behind his name than a lot of other people.
Yeah, because he's accredited for like the Directors Guild, the Editors Guild, the Camera Guild. So he's like DGA and ACE,
Lollipop
and
Guild.
He's just started making some up. The Camera Guild,
it's like John Legato, and then it's like ACE, DGA. LMNOPQRS. It just kept going.
It's important to go through those letters slow because
PhD.
If not, then you won't understand that they're a part of the alphabet. You'll think that they are one word like MNNOP.
LMNOP.
Yeah. See?
LMNO spelled ELMENO.
LMNO.
LMNO.
Yeah. So we went there last week and let's see, we went there on Sunday.
Very early we arrived.
So Jeff, this is your first time there.
Yes.
Your maybe second or third time in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts when we were heading out there? Did you have a understanding of what was going to happen?
That
we were going to dance the night away?
I didn't expect that step of the evening. I do know, I remember seeing the photographs from last year, and obviously Phil and I were back here making fun of the photos that you guys were posting while you were out there.
Is that what you guys were doing?
I thought you were at an actual conference.
Oh.
Yeah, we weren't. I wasn't even paying attention.
I said making fun of. I said making a drive to.
Oh, a drive to?
We were driving.
Yes,
we were working on so many projects simultaneously. Okay. We had to have a second hard drive.
Okay, cool, cool. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
I hate you all.
I'm going to backflip conf next year.
It's going to be just all inside jokes. but no, that was interesting because I didn't know. I kind of had an idea of what was going to happen and kind of go into it. But that was the first type of conference like that I'd ever been to. Just the floor, the sheer size of the floor. And the fact that the Sony booth was three times the size of this room. It's just it kept going. And
I totally felt out of place when you walk in there because I feel like Sony is maybe geared more towards bigger broadcasts and productions and people who wear suits every single day.
Yeah.
Because we walked in there and they wanted to scan us. And, you see these products and this is, 60,000 and hundreds of thousands. And you're like, I don't think I'm who you want in here. But sure, you can scan my badge.
I felt incredibly underdressed in many places.
And
I was wearing this, which is a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, and you haven't taken it off yet.
No.
I've been meaning to talk to you
this
about.
This was white when I purchased it. It's not white anymore.
That's not bad. It could be yellow. Instead, it's blue.
Yeah, sweat blue milk is what I do. I drink a lot of blue milk.
Wait.
From Star Wars.
Blue milk?
blue milk.
Is that Star Wars? How do you know it's milk?
Well, that's just kind of the colloquialism.
The colloquialism. So those who live in a cantina know that
that's it's blue milk. Where do you think they get it from? Tauntauns.
So you had a good time.
I had a great time.
And Julia, this is your...
My second time.
It was our second time, too, but... What was different than your first time?
What I really enjoyed this time was I was able to go to a full day of Creative Master Series, and I really enjoyed, I guess, having a more focused experience. I wanted to do some of the, they had some nice things in post-production world, but it was just like insanely expensive. So to go to like a full day, as well as there was a Gals in Gear session mm-hmm. in the morning that I had gone to. So I really enjoyed that focus of being like just in the same room the whole day. And this is after a full day of walking and like being sore from walking. You mm-hmm. walk more than you've ever walked in your entire life.
It still can, it still burns a little bit in the back of my calves.
Yes, mm-hmm. like, that's from like, all the dancing. But
oh, yeah.
So that I enjoyed mm. that. I enjoyed also the weather was really nice. So I'm not going to lie mm. and say I didn't enjoy the pool.
Oh, yes.
That would be lying.
It was much nicer than last year.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Was, much nicer.
We were walking around. We're like, "Where are you guys?" We're like, "We're at the pool." Yeah. Like, oh,
we did.
I'm
things.
Walking at the pool. I was working. It was yeah. pretty sweet. I'm like, I have to get some work done, so you just go down there and type on my computer in the shade. I'm like, this is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Let's set up some shoots, though. So it was good.
Oh, so nice too, because it was like, I don't know, 80 when we got there, and then maybe 80 the next day, and then 90. But it's a very different heat than we're mm-hmm. used to up here. So we were in the shade the last day, Friday, when we flew out. And that was just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not really a sweat. But then you had, like, a good wind coming mm-hmm. through. And with it being 90, it was, like, it was paradise.
It was paradise. It was almost like we were in a desert.
Man, like, 67 and humid. I'm just, like, sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, I was working in the yard, and it got really humid in the afternoon, and all of a sudden, Kurt's like, well, I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. I can't. He's like, so you're adjusting back to the humidity. Also, my hair curled back up immediately. Like, in Vegas, my hair was straight.
Yeah, because I was like, did you get a haircut?
Yep. No.
You're like,
it's just
no,
my hair
my
straight
no humidity.
There's no yeah. humidity. So yesterday, I thought I was going to pass out. I'm like, yeah, that desert heat's way nicer.
Oh, yeah.
Also, allergies are the worst right now, so that's the mm-hmm. other thing that was nice.
It's hard to have allergies in a land where nothing grows.
No. The other it's thing that dead. I was focused this year, last year, was... The, it's
wait,
really,
wait, what was that? The other thing I was focused on this year, last year?
I'm
sometimes
still,
when I drink water fast.
Sometimes.
this is water?
Last year, I was kind of all good. Over the place. Like, I'm going to check out North Hall, and then South Hall, and then Central Hall. And this year, I was like, I'm going to check out one hall at a time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to just the places, like I said to you that day. I'm like, just take me where you want to go. So we're like, all right, we want to check out 6 different places.
And we hit up good. We hit up the key
the
places.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not being indiscriminatory.
My
Let's
turn.
Say we're going to go here, 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 and here. And that was really nice. So I would recommend if you go to NAB, pick out where you want to go per hall. And if there's nothing in a hall, don't even go in there.
But the key thing is that there's,
They're
usually all so spread out that you're like, because our plan was like, oh, we're going to go to Sony and then we'll swing by. Oh, there's Pond 5. Oh, okay. So we swang, like we mm-hmm. swung over there. We swang over there. Jeff is hard with grammar. That was weird.
One thing, I always feel really bad.
I didn't.
Jeff is hard with grammar.
The bottle is my glass.
We haven't had to speak business language in a week.
Yeah, you haven't had to talk like a normal person in a week.
I know, and it's really hard.
Well, 3 days. One thing that I always feel bad is like you go into the back corners, mm-hmm. and there's like companies, like great companies with great products, but for whatever reason, they're in the back corner, no one's at the booth, and there's totally this like lame kid at the school ground vibe of mm-hmm. like, well, I don't want to go over there. No one else is over there. And I feel terrible because, you know, some of them are cool. And so, like, I try to visit, not Pond 5, but who was it? Lens Rentals. They were, like, off in the side. And, you know, we love them and rent from them a lot. And there was no one there. And they seemed to be very cheerful and happy. But I was just like, oh, you're
did they,
the
like,
side.
Elbow each other? Like, quick, someone's coming.
Oh, my
wake
gosh,
up.
Put your clothes back on. Like, yeah. Why are our clothes
wake
off?
Up.
You go back
on?
There, you're like, hey, what's your name? Oh, are you new here? Yeah. Well,
thanks
maybe
so
we,
much
can,
for coming.
We can eat lunch together
yeah.
later.
Yeah.
Well,
don't
come
leave.
Over to my house.
I got to go.
Please don't leave.
I'm going to go over to B&H.
Yeah, so that was interesting to see. John, you have also been there 2 years in a row.
And it's also sponsored by Diet Coke, apparently.
Drinking Diet Cola while there. That was one thing. I was like, oh my gosh, just I need so much water.
Yes.
While there. Like, I couldn't stop drinking water.
I do like my water.
What was there anything better about this year? You wiser? Was it more enjoyable?
Oh, I'm wiser, stronger, faster.
Swing and a miss.
Not so easy to talk now, is it?
Julie asked me if I had the 8 gigabab card in there before.
The 8 gigabab?
Gigabab?
We're professionals. Ryan is now.
It was interesting to see how the trends, like how you can see the trends. And I guess you can read an article about the trends, but it really doesn't stick with you the way that seeing what's happening this year does when you look across the floor and just see how many booths have for this year was VR and 360 video. Just how many booths have this thing? Last year was drones. The first time drones were really on the scene. This year drones were everywhere, but you can see the other thing, which is like, oh, this is an emerging thing that's all over the place. You can read it, like I said, you can read an article and it just says like, oh, VR is really big this year, but it doesn't communicate it in the way that seeing it everywhere and seeing the companies that have like just terrible products, but you can see that there are ones that are like, oh, they're also trying to get into VR and these are trying to get into VR and, you know. So that was kind of cool just to see 2 years back to back and see how the whole like exhibits had shifted in a different direction. Including down to like Adobe talking about VR and how it was in their product. It was like, what the heck? I didn't even know this was going on.
This was a thing, and like apparently everybody's doing it.
Yeah, and that was one thing we were talking about in an earlier podcast. Is it earlier? Is it going to be finished earlier?
Yes.
Probably yes.
Yes.
Well, this is maybe our recap. So maybe it's a later one where we talked to Tim. But anyway, about the prevalence of VR and 360 across the spectrum of, you know, size of companies. Like Nokia was there and they had something on all the devices. And then you go down to the smallest company, and I don't remember many of those. We kind of passed those by, but very small companies as well. So there's a huge range of companies who are investing in this technology. And that's, I think, when you kind of say, yeah, maybe this is going to stick around, as opposed to like 3D, which I don't know what it looked like at NAB 2 years ago or however, 3 years ago when 3D kind of broke out. But 3D is one of those things that very quickly was gimmicky, still kind of gimmicky, like it hasn't found a real necessary place in production. Whereas VR, it seems like it could very well be the right tool for a particular job. You know, 3D, they just slap it on everything, but VR, you can't tell a normal story in 360. You know, it's very difficult.
You have to plan a story.
Like, who cares? Who cares what's up there? Yeah. Who cares what's over there? You know, does it make your story better and the experience better? And I think a lot of the times the answer is no, but for something like a destination or, you know, seeing a space, or Where's Waldo, Corridor Digital did this great Where's Waldo video. Things along those lines really, really work out well and lend themselves towards that format, as opposed to just everything now is like, well, we probably will do a 3D version. So that was really kind of cool for me to see.
Yes.
Nobody else. All right.
Okay.
Next point.
I was trying to go somewhere with that and I lost track of it. Yeah, because the problem with the 360 is, yeah, like you said, it's very gimmicky. It can still be gimmicky unless used correctly. And like, oh yeah, the tour of a space would be very awesome to do like, what?
I'm going to go get the 360 camera.
The 360 camera?
We have a 360 camera.
From that.
Enter the gimmick. No, the like one place that could be really useful would be like if you're doing a tour of a home. Mm-hmm. Like that would be kind of cool because then like in some real estate websites will do that where it's a photograph. But if it was like an actual video walkthrough of the home would be kind of cool. We were discussing because we went to the gym one morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like the bikes and the treadmills and all that stuff have a TV screen on the front of it that you can choose your course and it will show you a video that somebody recorded, but it's very flat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's obviously a flat, just a little TV screen of bits and pieces of a trail. Well, that could be somewhere where a VR like goggles could come in handy because
that would be really cool.
Yeah, you know, like actually videotape an hour trek across you know, like from this road to that road, and let me throw on goggles, and actually as I'm pedaling, I can actually kind of, I can actually act and look a little bit more like I would had I been out in the location. Yeah. This is pedaling, by
the
way.
Oh, that's good.
On a bike.
Set on a bike.
It looks like the dancing from the other night.
It is. That's pretty much how I dance. That is also how I get the ladies. Mm.
The ladies.
With
the
my ladies. White, I mean, blue milk shirt.
You're like, this is blue milk from
this
Star Wars.
This is blue milk from Star Wars. Don't you understand anything?
Oh, gosh.
If you don't know
what it is. This is our 360 camera. We saw it, and it was very inexpensive, so we wanted to test before we spent a lot of money on a GoPro experience. The GoPro setup that would be higher resolution, but certainly more costly, and there's not the technology out there to make it super easy. So maybe we'll put a link right down here. Click on for the 360 video. So let me just awkwardly get this going.
It made a sound.
He's, for the audio listeners, he's putting it out there. He's setting it up. There it is.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Julia and Jeff are on the seams.
Oh, what's going on with my face?
That better it's be actually awesome. Pretty good, though. It's a pretty good on the
goodly
over there.
Yeah, so goodly.
Look over there.
Goodly.
Yeah, so you can actually see on.
Okay. You can see that nobody.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
It's actually probably my fault with shaking the table. So this is the whole point of 360.
If anyone chooses to
show the guy behind the camera. Also,
that's
you're going to
exactly
have to cut this.
Jeff's dancing.
You're going to have to cut this for the regular video.
I know.
So that there's elements of the 360 video in it.
Confusing as could be.
Get the interns on it.
The interns. Make the interns do it.
Get them going.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that was another aspect that was really fun, the parties. And it was really cool this year. Last year, it was just the three of us, Julia, John, and I, in one of the nights. It was just John and I at the most hip club that exists out there that I've ever been to. So it was very awkward. We went and got our free drinks and sit around and we're like bopping our heads like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's leave.
So this year we brought more guys.
Yes.
And
one girl. No, the girl came though.
The girl came.
Yeah.
The girl decided to go to the coolest nightclub because they told me to. So.
Yeah.
Which one was that one?
Omnia. It is the coolest club ever in the history of my life.
Yep. You should give us table service for free.
Table service for free.
Hashtag table service for free at Omnia next year at NAB.
That is on now both the 360 video and the Wyatts.
We need to let you know that we were invited back to Foundation Room. That's
yes.
how cool we are.
Foundation room.
VIP. Julie was invited to a VIP pass at the Foundation Room when we were headed to the airport. We thought about staying forever.
We actually did. I debated having... I was really, really tired. I would have been like, just drop me off at Mandalay Bay.
Now, what they didn't tell us... Sorry, I have to jump in. What they didn't tell us is VIP is the entry-level ticket. They're just like, let's call it VIP. Yeah. They'll think it's special.
We actually got in with the VIP the previous night, but we just don't know. That's what it was called.
I think it's important to point out here, though, that Scott, who was dressed... I'm going to quote John, like he was going to the grocery store.
John definitely did say that. That was absolutely
yes,
John.
I did not create that saying.
That was 100% John.
John said that.
Hashtag John said it.
So he got in, and I think he used my name. So yes, although it was like entry level, he was not denied, and he had jeans on.
Now Max had to get pants.
Pants.
So like, pants it's like
thing.
Cover your ankles and your ugly calves or something.
Right.
Like, I don't, it didn't make
I
sense.
I think I know why they want you wearing pants.
Because they don't want to see white legs.
Well, I don't think they want to see anything, potentially, depending upon the shortness of your pants.
Wait, where are we going?
Because
women can wear skirts and dresses.
Yeah, but she,
do you have
did
shorts?
Did you see any women?
Wait, tell me about your shorts.
They're very short.
Tell me.
They're practically a thong. That's how short the shorts are. Hence why I'm not wearing them today.
So Scott doesn't watch this. It was me.
You said it?
Yes.
He knows it was him.
See, Julia can make reality with what she says, so I just jump it on there.
She
but
just goes.
Scott's not going to watch it. So
I will
it
say
matter.
That I liked that one of the other other groups of people we were talking to actually commented that you know that was this the one that was dressed like he's going to the grocery store.
Apparently, we told them that
as they showed up, and it's like,
oh yeah, so that was fun. We met a really wonderful girl there named Brownie. Nothing to do with race, all to do with how she dressed.
Brownie Scout.
She was very brown.
Who decided to dance upon all the married men.
All the married men.
In a terrible way.
Where were you, Jeff?
Yeah. And when I tried to get the unmarried man in there, or the girl, to block, they wanted to have nothing. Like, they just scattered into the bushes.
I don't even know where I was when this was happening.
I think you were outside. I was out chatting. Macking on Mac.
Yeah. Chatting on the, can I say, crazy?
Crazy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt she's going to watch this.
If any of my friends...
That'd be so cool if she did.
It would be great if she did.
Like, it's like two thumbs down
on YouTube. If you end up watching this, you are invited here.
You are.
Just because that's like the... It's like the bonus VIP secret thing. You found the video.
Yep.
And now you're here.
That's secretly what all
of course, she probably does
for.
Follow you.
Yeah. She's already stalking you. She already knows
already
that
happening.
Here.
This is why I live here now.
She's on a plane.
Can't let her know.
I don't think that's going to help.
Omnia, so let's go back because I think it's worth talking about. So the Omnia is in Caesar's Palace. And when we went there, all the NAB people were like queuing up on the other side. So it didn't look very busy. So we kind of waited too long probably to get in line. But it's such an exclusive club that you had to get in line to get stamped to get into another line before they let you in.
To get stamped again before you get strip searched.
Only the men. The ladies.
Oh, yeah. They're like, let me just get up in there and see. No, nothing. Okay.
Meanwhile, all this is happening. I'm trying to find my way back to the hotel, and I'm lost in the Paris Hotel Casino in a parking
it's
garage.
So big.
Staring
all
at the monorail.
So big.
Going, I can't get there. How do I get there? It's right there. I could throw a car, not a car, because I'm not the Hulk. I could throw a rock at it, and I can't get to it. And I was so...
Was it across like a road or what was it?
I was in the park.
Like open space.
Like it was like a side road.
just like nothing there. Just, like it was just
like
blackness.
A parking garage, a giant
like side road. Yeah,
road,
and then the monorail. It was just like it's right there. And I've never been so disappointed in myself before, ever in my life. It was just like I can't. How do I get there? Like, I've never been that way serious until that night. And I was just so, like, I quit. Like, if I was this close to just laying down on the floor in the parking lot and being like, someone's going to find me later. I don't know.
Someone would find you.
Somebody would find me.
I think.
And that would have been the last time y'all had seen Jeffro.
Jeffro's gone. Max told us that when he was at Omnia, and you're so crammed in that this is how you dance.
Like, one arm.
She's can't move.
You can't move.
She's got her hand up.
There's no, like, you can't bust it out. You can't do any side swaying. It's really difficult. So someone,
I don't know. It felt like I was busting something out.
Someone said to Max, "What? You're a terrible dancer."
Oh, yeah. So one of these dudes, so we get, you know, pressed in with a lot of dudes, and it's nice because we at least have Julia there to, I don't know, feel more normal because, yes. All right, moving on. lots
you.
Of dudes are pressing in, and one of them
that
turns
was making out in front of us.
That's another story for
another
time.
Anyway.
Another dude in front of Max turns around and is like, "You're really bad at dancing." which, to be fair, most of us were.
Yeah.
Pretty terrible at dancing. You just look around at the next person. But somebody actually said that to him.
That's so.
And continued to dance there.
I've realized one thing about Vegas, and this is about Vegas, this is about Los Angeles, like any of the bigger cities that I've ever been to, like nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when you're in a situation like that, because it's like, when am I ever going to run into you?
There was
again?
Lots of lame people there, like ourselves. So.
Yeah. And it's like, I will say this to you, and I will turn my back, and you will be gone in a sea of people who have, you know, eaten you and taken you alive. The people at the Omnia were like the Starlight Pit, right?
Was,
that's what was happening.
It was absolutely very much like tribal club, where they brought out fire sticks and we chanted, and there was drumming, and then we ate a guy.
Sweet. So you now have his life essence. You will live for another 2.5 years.
That's great. I was hoping to make it to 34.
Good. Fantastic.
What is
done and done.
What is difficult about being out there is, you know, there's all these things to do, and then, you know, you're trying to like soak it up and go out to dinner and then go out to this really cool club that you would probably not be able to get into if you didn't have this like you're at the nerd conference show.
Yeah.
And then the next morning you get up and you're like, all right, 8 more miles down the conference floor. Yeah. And that's why pacing yourself or figuring out what you want to do and planning in some like sitting for a little bit is a good thing to do.
Well, that worked out. Like, well, see, no, I didn't go with you guys to Omnia. No. But had I, like, because that was Tuesday night,
Tuesday night.
So like Wednesday was the post-production, which I was in all day long, which for me would have been nice because it'd be like, I just have to get to that one room and then I can sit there for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And I pretty much did.
Yeah, being able to do sessions seems like it's a good mix, too. If you get a regular pass, you can do, like, up to three super sessions. We didn't. We got a discounted one. And then this year they wised up, and they got rid of those super sessions if you have a discounted ticket. So we got in essentially for free, but then we couldn't see anything, which was fine. We ended up winning a drone, so that's cool.
Yes. It was very cool.
We won some money, and we won. It used to actually be, like, $2,000. Now they sell them for a lot cheaper. It's probably, like, $1,300 or $1,400 worth of drone.
I'll take it.
But still, that was a super cool experience for me. You know, we entered into so many drawings. Like, I probably still have so many of those tickets. And what did we do? We found Scott and brought him over. And there was the three of us, John, me, Max, and then Scott showed up. And I was like, go get your badge scan. Go get your badge scan. Go get your badge. We gotta try. We gotta win. We gotta do it. But, you know,
it's exactly
4 days of people getting scanned. So dozens of thousands.
Oh, yeah.
I have to imagine. And they had a long list. And he went up onto the stage, the CEO or creator or whatever. And he's like, all right, it's going to take a while. And, you know, you have to be here to win. So I got a bunch of names and da da da. And they're like, all right, here we go. Ryan. And the first time you hear your name, like, one of the other ones was John.
It was John.
I was like, yeah. And then somebody else. It was like John, I don't know, hat maker or something else. Some other.
It's like, no, my cousin again. Curse you.
So close.
Your nemesis.
My nemesis. He follows me.
Well, maybe he's
I
the
go.
Sock maker. Well, it'd be more of a compliment to you. So then Ryan and then Fring, last name. And we won. And that was really cool. I think everyone else was super pissed.
That is my name. Yeah. That's my name.
Everything else is super pissed. I just flashed my badge like an FBI agent. It's like, this is me. Mm-hmm. Check it out. There it is. And he's like, here it is. It won't fly for you, but I haven't been able to get it to fly yet because it won't get GPS. So.
Meanwhile, I'm out just winning a $100 plug-in because of a Danny Elfman question.
I thought you were going to talk about the other hundreds of dollars that you won gambling.
Oh, yes.
Well.
That. Well, I they all blend together. I forget them sometimes.
Cool.
I can't help it that I managed to sit at a blackjack table and go from $50 to $275.
Can you? Can you not help that?
I can't help that. It's just one of life's mysteries.
It was really fun to watch because I don't know how much he had when I showed up, but he went from like four. You know, probably $20 for a bet to 25 to like 40 or 50 per bet. He just kept stacking as he kept winning. And then after a couple of those big stacks of winning, he's like, all right, I'm good. So clearly he doesn't have a problem. We got to work on that.
Yeah. Wait, you want me to have a problem? Should I be addicted to gambling?
No.
I can be addicted to blackjack. That's fine. That game's great. You anybody got a deck of cards?
I want you
I got it on my phone. Don't worry about it.
I want you to do it on games that I can bet on you on. Because I don't think I can bet on you on blackjack.
Can you bet on me
playing
on
Game of Cards right now?
Game of Cards of Thrones?
Yeah.
Breaking Games of Thrones?
You could play very cheaply, and then whenever Jeff gets an ace up, you could bet on his hand.
Yes.
You could do that.
Because that is what the...
you had so many 21s.
Yeah. The dude, the gentleman across me, the Russian guy across from me, kept... Because I, three hands in a row, I got aces as my first card, and we both bet, and... I got 21.
Whenever you have a Russian betting on you, you know
I'm
doing
okay.
Something right.
Unless we go out and play Russian roulette.
He's like,
wait, he's betting on you.
I'm betting you. I'm betting you.
Where are you going? I won you.
You die here.
You die here right now.
Where do you have paints? We had to buy Max pants to get into the club, and for whatever reason, we turned
so
it into
much.
Like a Russian.
We're like,
mobster?
Max, we can go back to the hotel. We have 2 hours before we can get into the club. Nope. I'm going to buy him here.
And bought pants.
And he did.
At a fairly fashionable store at the Mandalay Bay.
At a really
Bay.
Reasonable price. Because the shops at Mandalay Bay are
sounds like a
pricey.
Commercial for this store here. It was very reasonable, but fashionable at the same time.
Needed to get into a club, but you don't have your pants? Come on down. I turned it into like a mom and pop grocery store or like a car lot. Sorry.
So as we have about 10, 13 minutes left, 12 minutes left. I wanted to get winners and losers or something awesome for NAB. You know. So who do you think won the show? Who do you think lost? Or just something amazing that happened and you're happy you went and so thankful to those who brought you.
I got nothing.
I'll go. Creative Master Series, we sat in on Catnapped.
Can I interrupt real quick? Yeah. Nobody called me out on trying to get positive feedback towards bringing
you
guys.
Oh, no, I'm going to.
Oh.
Oh, no, no, no. What we're going into it.
You're supposed to make fun of it.
Oh.
I'm not actually looking for validation. I was looking for a joke.
Well, I said I got nothing. Does that count?
It would have had you said it differently.
I had to say it louder. I got nothing.
Now I just feel kind of douchey.
Well,
all right. So, Julia.
I am very appreciative that you guys brought us.
What was the first one? Oh, Revenant and The Big Short.
Big Short. You had, so had the editor
Hank
of
Corwin and Stephen Mirioni.
Yeah, Mirioni. Which, here, let me just read some of the man's editing filmography. The Revenant, Birdman, Monuments Men, The Hunger Games Part 1, The Informant.
Films.
The Leatherheads, Oceans, all three Oceans, Good Night, Good Luck, 21 Grams, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, Traffic, Go,
basically, they
Swingers.
Shoot a movie. They shoot a movie and they're like, we don't know what to do with this.
They get, like, this is the guy who, he when we, because we got to talk to him afterwards.
I said to Jeff, I was like, Jeff, we're going up and getting his picture. And Jeff's like, I'm like, no, we're going to go talk to him.
I don't know what
I
to
have
say
something
to him.
So we're going to go up and talk to him. And he was so nice.
He was so nice. We got our picture taken with him. It's currently on screen right now.
It's going to be on screen. It is right
Look
now.
Look at that. I called that
And then
one.
I ate it.
Oh, no. Big bite taken out of my face. But he was so cool to just meet and...
I was like, will you podcast on our working title podcast? He's like, yes. I'm like, here's my card. I didn't have a card, so I don't know how I'm going to get a hold of him, but I'm going to try.
And you gave him a high five. He's like, okay, lady.
Okay, lady.
She's going to 3D. The experience is being ruined.
So then Catnapped. I want to talk about Catnapped and Keanu, the movie Keanu. The title of the session was Catnapped, and they had the director and the DP talk about the new Key and Peele movie.
Which looks brilliant.
It's so brilliant. The thought that they went into, their favorite movie is Heat, and so they wanted to take this like comedic gangster movie with Key and Peele, but make it look like Heat.
Yeah. And then they shot it as if it was a serious film.
With real kittens that they started training at 2 weeks of age, which is crazy.
That movie looks so fantastic.
So it was very validating when Jeff got very validated during the Revenant talk.
Yes.
Because the dude basically was like, this is my process for editing Steven.
The dude is literally me.
Jeff
10 more years from now.
That's how Jeff edits.
And red hair.
Just so you guys know. That's how Jeff edits. Just like an Academy Award.
So if you guys handed me Oceans 14, got it. Not a problem.
Done.
So the director of...
Wait, John and I, have we handed it to
you? You have to hand me Oceans 14. Yeah. You guys are Steven Summers.
The director for Keanu is basically like, a film is made in pre-pro. I'm like, thank you.
Yes.
Yes. So it was really great. And Jungle Book was unbelievable.
Steven Soderbergh, sorry.
And what was the last one?
Oh, the last one was Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool. Oh, yeah. And then I was disappointed because I found out that all the car chase scenes, all the exterior car chase scenes on the freeway were all CGI.
Fake. Yeah. Isn't that amazing, though?
Oh, my God.
See, like, you're disappointed.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I told her.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're sad that it wasn't real.
Right. Yeah.
But then you have to sit there and think, you didn't realize it wasn't real.
Right.
And that says huge amounts for the VFX work on a very low-budget film.
Right.
Yeah. So I was exceptionally grateful that my bosses took me along to this because there maybe weren't as many producer things for a producer to do, but I got a lot out of it.
See, now I just feel
so
douchey because I was looking for some kind of joke, and now you're being sincere.
They did make me gamble. That wasn't fun because I really like gambling. But.
Julia, and I was like, Julia,
Jeff
come
time.
Over here to this table.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Watch. We put our chips in and we lose. We're done.
Was that Pai Gow?
That was Crest at Mandalay Bay where they were like, guys, we're sorry.
Yeah,
like,
they were apologizing.
Legitimately felt bad.
It was very unlucky. There's no way we should have lost that fast. It was just like, nope, nope. And nope.
All right. Gone. So that was the downside. It was the $50 I lost at craps in 5 minutes.
I thought the tables we were at were really great, though. Like you're saying, very encouraging, and people would joke with you and have a good time and be like, you don't want to do that. You're like, okay, no, then and then you win.
They weren't just like stone faced staring at you, being like, all right, whatever, it's your money.
Yeah, the second time we gambled last time, or halfway through. the one time we did some big gambling for craps last year, we got like a, they're like, all right, we're going to take the real nice guy away and give you a real mean guy. How does that sound? And it was, it sucked. And we left, but it was really great this year.
What about you, Ryan?
Oh, cool. I mean, it was really cool to win that drone because we were looking at that, the 3DR Solo. It's got all those kind of programmable features and works with GoPros and is just really fantastic. So if I can ever get a GPS signal, it'll be really cool to see how it flies.
Just tape your phone to it.
That was really fun. I think last year we went a little harder. I went a little harder because I didn't want to leave John hanging. John's always up for everything. But this year, like, you know, one or two nights, I was definitely like, nope,
yep.
I'm done.
Yep.
I need to sleep. And it was fantastic because then I was extremely refreshed and it was a little more my speed. And then I was able to go out. And then like the last two nights, I think I didn't want to stop. And I was like, okay. Well, I saved up my energy. And
yeah. At 2 a.m. at the foundation room, I was like, guys, it's time to go. I realize I'm like, we could all stay out like two more hours, but it's going to be really bad the next
That's
day.
That's what it was.
Really bad. Cause I wasn't ready to go, but I just knew it was a good idea.
And it seemed like the crowd was getting like to be like more like us, like kind of young people. Cause in the beginning it was kind of light on people. Then like a lot of, I don't know, fancy people came in and were very serious about things. And then a bunch of people came in afterwards that were like us, fancy people left. And I was like, no, these are people that we could actually talk to and have a conversation, but it was already 2 something.
Yeah.
Had Friday not been the day we'd gone home, had we gone home like on Saturday, but Friday was just kind of like a general relaxing day. Yeah. We probably would have been out until morning.
So this is what it was, is take that evening and then on the way back, you stop and learn how to play craps. And that's what it was last year.
That's what it was. So yeah, that was fun. And then actually, so Omnia dancing this time was really fun. With Julia and Max and John, that was just a really great experience. Music did not stop. The foundation room is always fantastic. I like that a lot. And I mean, seeing all the gear and talking to everyone was really great. It was cool this year because Blackmagic didn't have 36 projects or 36 products that they were announcing and not shipping for a year. They had 8 and only one of them wasn't shipping. And so they're kind of more reserved. Everybody else is also more reserved. Canon and everyone, you know, maybe one or two major products and not a ton of other things. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of cool to chill out a little bit more with all the tech and not be overwhelmed by it like last year. So I like that as well.
Let's see here.
John, what'd you like?
Winners and losers is the theme.
I'm the winner, obviously.
The VR stuff is a big winner. I mean, GoPro's because they've been out there. People know who they are. They're trusted. And then they're like, hey, we have a rig to get into this VR stuff. So you kind of need somebody legit to say, yeah, we're doing this too. So maybe that's a big winner. I feel like a lot of people are going to trust GoPro and then trust that, you know, the VR stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
We, you know, this is a really cool product that we got at whatever the name of that thing is. I'm pointing at the 3D stick.
The Ricoh Tesla 3.
There are so many different elements we have to like talk about. Like, well, these are the audience, but then there's the 360, but then there's the podcast people. There's so many different things.
So maybe that's a good thing. One of the losers, I guess, and I felt this last year too, and maybe it's because we're not in the market for it, but I look at like Panasonic or like JVC, and I'm just like, they have these huge booths, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's like newscasters or like news studios, and they're just trying to get like some market share from some stations that are like using the stuff. But either way, like the products that are coming out from Sony and Canon, like I don't see anything that excites me in those other. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
I wonder if there's more Asian markets for them.
It could be.
That could be.
Because you see a lot of suits and a lot of Asian people in suits as opposed to Canon, Panasonic, red black magic that seemed to be focused very much in the West. I wonder if that's what it is. But I'm totally the same way. Like, yeah, you guys look like you're trying really hard and no one cares out here.
Yeah.
What about you, Jeffro?
Nobody seems to care. It kind of goes back to what we were discussing. Like, just that. Seeing the editor from all those films, from The Oceans and the Stephen Mirioni, like, that guy just... That was awesome. To feel validated or, like, in what you do, and honestly, to hear somebody... hear a professional talk about it, and it could be for anything. It doesn't have to be just editing. I've heard other people talk about different topics, and I'm like, well, I kind of do that. I've heard writers talk and be like, well, I kind of do that too. And
yeah, there's definitely a validating effect there.
Right. To know, like, okay, I am doing something right, because yes, that's how I approach it, or that's how I, like, the one of the workshops I did was like, just here's how you organize your premiere file for a large project. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do that. I may not name it that, but I do it pretty much that exact same way. So just that, to know that you're doing things correctly, that was my big win. But yeah, hearing that guy talk was just so cool. Actually, both of them were really awesome. Hank, which Joe knows.
Yeah. Hank was a cool cat too. That whole afternoon was really,
it was just
fantastic.
So much fun. It was about 4.5 to 5 hours of sitting, and very quick, and a lot of things covered, and that kind of started getting a little exhausting by the time Deadpool hit, but it was still, I mean, you can't complain to be that close to industry professionals. And this is why I would like to thank my bosses for taking me out.
I still feel really douchey because I was trying to make a joke. Just kind of left me hang.
But it's all serious. Sincere. We're all sincere.
And then you're sincere. So we'll just cut that out. Get rid of that.
That's all I got.
It's not recording, but that's awesome.
What?
Well, we ran out of the 25 minutes.
Oh, that's true. That is very true. All right.
Good.
Can't wait for next year. Can I say that?
Yeah, one of you should sign us off.
Let's see. I'm Julia Smith, producer at Backflip. You can find me on Twitter at Julesy Smith.
Let's do that. At Julesy Smith.
At
Let's Backflip.
Yeah, and at Let's Backflip, and at Couch of Characters. At Couch Characters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's plug that.
Occasionally I do a podcast with my friend Madeline.
If
Jeff doesn't lose it, because I think he's trying to sabotage our success. And we're either going to do Broad City next, or the Underwoods from House of Cards.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Cool. How do you phrase it? Do you psychoanalyze?
Yeah, we basically take marriage and family therapy techniques and apply it to film and television characters. It's really funny, and we have a really good time. So we just have to find more time to do it. So,
check it out.
At Coach Characters.
Downstairs.
And, at Chelsea Smith. You can find me at Backflip.
You can find me also at Backflip. What are we doing? I'm at Ryan Fring at The Bit Life Show. I'm here. Just move on.
I'm Shoe John Maker, and you can follow me for 1 week during NAB every year when I post all the photos. and then that's it.
It's so true.
That's
about. And I am at Random Bell. Also, my podcast, Franchise Schmanchise, which is now officially now on Google Play.
Oh.
Google Play opened up their podcasting section, and it is located on Google Play as well as on iTunes, where we take a gander at franchises, one movie at a time.
At iTunes as well, where there's a few podcasts.
Where there's just like one or two of them. Yeah. It's really hard to miss it.
But is it on Google Plus? What the audience really wants to know.
Well, if it's on Google Play, I probably should put it on Google Plus, right?
What's Google Plus?
I don't know. Something. Some place where places go to die.
So sad.
I know.
Bring it back.
What?
Bring it back.
Bring back Google Plus.
All right, now you can sign us off. Julesy.
Peace out, everybody. Thanks for watching. Please tune in May for our new episodes. And that's it. My fantastic team here.
Milk blue shirt.
Milk blue.
Blue milk shirt.
Peace in. Keep
the
peace.
Checking
keeping up.
Out. I don't know.
Keep the peace
in. I can't even talk anymore. That's it.